It's time to visit once again with our Middleton grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What are we going to do today?
Well, one of the joys I had in teaching young writers was seeing them try to expand their vocabularies. Unfortunately, many of them didn't bother to look up a word before using it. And the difference between them and us, I hope, is that we double-check before using unfamiliar words.
Okay.
Thanks to vocabulary.com, here are 10 words with definitions that can be difficult to remember.
I hope one that has just bothered me for years is on this list.
Tell me what it is.
Nonplussed.
That's the first one.
Well, there you go. And now I don't even know if I'm nonplussed at that response or not. I always thought, and I've looked it up, and now I can't remember which is which. I always thought nonplussed meant you didn't care, but I think it's the opposite.
Well,
or not at all related.
I don't think it means filled with bewilderment.
Mm. Well, I am nonplussed.
You're confused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're nonplussed.
Yeah, I always thought it meant you were somewhat ambivalent, and that's not the same. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some of the words seem to have a negative element, but often their positive counterpoint has fallen out of use or it never existed in the first place. Nonplussed, right?
Right.
Other words in the list are often confused for their opposite, or have come to have interpretations not reflected in their definitions. Okay, so nonplussed means filled with bewilderment.
Gotcha.
It looks like it must be a negative of plussed, right?
Yeah, right, but we know better than that.
A word, right. Nonplussed comes etymologically from Latin non plus, which means no more, no further. Does that help your original?
It furthers that I was wrong. Let's just go with that.
It's one you have to look up.
Right.
And I mean, that's what this is. These are ones that, unless you know it in your heart.
A week from now, when someone asks me what nonplus means, I will literally be nonplus. I'll be filled with bewilderment. I won't. It's self-fulfilling.
Okay. How about inchoate?
Well, I'm not wrong. I don't have a wrong idea of what it means because I don't know that word.
Inchoate.
Oh, well, that doesn't help me one level-headed bit. It sounds like you have intestinal problems. I don't know. What is it?
It means only partly in existence, imperfectly formed.
If I have ever heard or seen that word, I am unfamiliar.
I have. I mean, not often. But as far as context, I can't remember anything. It may look like the IN part of the word would be the same as the one at the start of other words, like incomplete inadequate.
Sure.
But the first letters of this word are not negative. The word comes from the Latin incoer, maybe, which meant to begin. Inchoate things are often just beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cachet and panache.
We're going to take a stab at this. Right. Cachet is with a certain bit of flair.
Okay.
Panache, boy, is not the same thing?
No, it's not.
Panache might be extravagant?
No, not really.
Okay.
I think your definition of cachet is actually a definition of panache.
Well, hell. Okay.
Cachet is an indication of approved or superior status. He has the cachet of being, from a rich family.
Right. And panache.
Panache.
Do something with panache, right?
Yes. Distinctive or stylish elegance.
I gotcha.
Yes. Shades of meaning between cachet and panache are often confused. Cachet is more about prestige, and panache is more about style. Having dinner with the stars of the Bentonville Film Festival, you can have a lot of cachet in your social circle.
Status,
yes.
Right.
But the way you behave yourself can have a lot of panache.
Gotcha.
Okay, here's one of my favorite words. Mm-hmm. Indefatigable.
I think that means over-the-top enthusiasm.
It probably is characterized that way, but break it down. What is fatigue?
Tired.
Yes. I am untiring.
Oh, okay.
Indefatigable.
You're the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha.
Showing sustained, enthusiastic action with unflagging vitality.
Okay.
In Latin, it was possible to defatigare, I'm sure that's really wrong, or to tire out.
Gotcha.
But the only the negative version survived the journey into English via French. Indefatigable is, I love this, indefatigable is a word you have to almost say quickly.
Yeah.
And if you get through all of those syllables, it's as if you've proven the definition. It takes unflagging vitality to reach the end.
Yeah, no kidding.
I use the word a lot. It's a reminder of my mother who taught me lots of good vocabulary, and I remember her teaching me that.
I love that word.
Yeah. Okay, this one, I had no idea. Uncanny.
Okay, first of all, I will thank Jack Kirby and Stan Lee. Uncanny,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's beyond the normal, as in the uncanny X-Men.
Absolutely.
So it's not scary, it's not eerie, mm-hmm. It although people might take something of that, mm-hmm. but it is extraordinary.
Yep, you got it perfectly. Surpassing the ordinary or normal.
Yeah,
yeah.
The X-Men.
The word canny is rare, but not unknown as a word meaning cunning or sly.
Right.
The only problem is that's not the meaning of canny that's contained in uncanny.
No, that'd be too easy.
Right. Canny used to mean knowing and careful, and therefore uncanny meant mischievous, coming to refer to supernatural spirits mm-hmm. who toyed with mortals. Comic book fans and Stan Lee fans will think of uncanny X-Men who all have supernatural powers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you've ever read the little synopsis at the beginning of one of the early X-Men comics, would point that out.
I'm not. I'm trying to think that's uncanny. I think I would have thought it meant unexpected.
Yeah, but you can. Those are related.
Uh-huh.
Because that unexpected is
surprising.
Beyond.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Unabashed.
I'm going to guess. Unabashed is sort of old and beyond embarrassment.
Very good. Not embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
Very good. The positive version did exist but has fallen out of
abashed.
Use as abashed. Yeah. Yeah. Abashed meant to perplex, embarrass, lose one's composure in the 14th and early 15th centuries. So unabashed means not embarrassed.
How about that?
Dilatory.
See, I think didactic or something, but I think it's because they start with the same thing.
Yeah. And they say they're often confused with depilatory and some other.
Oh, I have never confused anything with depilatory.
Really?
Yeah.
It means wasting time.
Wow. I was 100 miles away on that one. Wow.
Me too. There are ways to remember what dilatory actually means. The word almost sounds like delay or dilly-dally.
There you go.
I like the dilly
there you
dally.
Go.
Martinet.
Oh, I had a teacher who would use martinet, and it seems like it was like someone, I want to say maybe it's because we just were on a dilatory, but like a dictator or someone who was like a hall monitor. A hall monitor would be a martinet, right?
Very good.
I think that was Mrs. Hogle that would say that.
Someone who demands exact conformity to rules and forms. That's
hall monitor.
Really good.
Well, I'm going back.
I would
back.
Never have gotten that. This word looks and sounds like marionette, the string puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a pitfall to avoid because it can lead you to believe that martinet means the exact opposite of what it actually means. Martinets have some power and no one is pulling their strings.
Ah.
Finally, Kyle, mm-hmm. one of my all-time favorite words, hoi polloi.
Oh, we've gone full circle, because hoi polloi is something I thought was the opposite for many years, because I used to think hoi polloi meant, now I'm confused. What I either thought hoi polloi was, I think I originally thought hoi polloi was the upper class.
Right.
But hoi polloi is actually the peanut gallery.
That's right. It's common people.
And I learned the difference when I watched an interview on 60 Minutes. And someone used it, and I thought, they've misused hoi polloi. And it actually sent me the dictionary, because it was the person who was saying it. I knew.
You knew they wouldn't make a mistake.
Right.
It is confusing, because it's an obscure word for the common folk, and sometimes it's hard to keep straight whether the upper or lower crust is being discussed. Hoi polloi literally means the many, with polloi being the plural of the well-known Greek prefix poly.
Oh,
so, Kyle, from one member of the hoi polloi to another, may your summer be filled with the uncanny.
Thank you very much, and you're not dilatory.